You'd think that people would have grasped this now, how important it is to keep navigation consistent and well presented. But you still come across examples where that's not the case. This morning was a great example of that. I was reviewing a website for a piece of work that we will be tendering to for in the future. And I came across this really problematic navigational approach, and it was problematic for several reasons. Reason number one is when you first arrived on the site, the main navigation for the site was actually pictorial. So it was a series of images that weren't immediately obvious that they were clickable. So, number one point, if you're going to have navigation, make sure it's clear and that it's obvious that it's navigation and that you can use it. Worse still is once I'd finally figured out that it was the navigation and I clicked on it and went into a section, the navigation then changed form and position. So it went from being running across horizontally, roughly at the top of the design, to running vertically down the left-hand side. Worse still is that navigation then changed from being pictorial to a more standard textual-based navigation. So, point number two, don't mess with navigation. Once you set a certain principle and approach to navigation, remain consistent. Don't move it around. Don't change the way that it works, because it's just going to confuse people. The third problem came when you then logged into the site. I can see what they were trying to do here, but actually it just created yet more confusion and more problems. When you log into the site, you actually specify certain criteria of what you're interested in and what you're not. And that narrows the navigation down and actually only shows you stuff that you've expressed a particular interest in. The problem is you're left confused because suddenly things have changed on you yet again. Options that were previously available are no longer available. More confusion, more uncertainty. Navigation is such an important part of websites. If you think about it, every time somebody goes to a new website, they have to learn an entirely new form of navigation. And that is a big challenge. It's a lot to expect of users. So playing and messing around with navigation within a site adds even more complexity, even more challenges, even more difficulties. Give your users a break. Don't mess with their navigation.